We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ben, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
Well, we're hanging in there. I know you lost yesterday, but I'm sure there's a lot of excitement in your house with those three little ones getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, they're excited. We're actually pulling into my parents' house now to do a little Christmas here and then church tonight, and then they're going to get to bed early, because Santa's coming tonight, so they're getting excited.
Ben, after wins, I always ask you what you like, what you saw in the film, and after losses, I always ask you what went wrong. So, unfortunately, I got to ask you what went wrong in your opinion yesterday.
Well, we did a lot of really good things. I'm really proud of our group, especially on offense. I like to talk about the O-line in that environment. I know you were down there. How loud it was. Everyone knows that the turf, that pass rush they have. It's a really good defense. And, to give up, I think, two sacks, and one was the guy kind of grabbed my foot, which was kind of crazy. And the second one was late in the game. They added on, and Jalen did a good job of stopping him, but the guy ended up getting past him. But the Lions played great. I thought we overcame some adversity, but obviously we had some turnovers, and that just hurt us.
You know, Ben, I talked to you after the game, and you felt even right to the end until Juju lost the fumble that you were going to pull out that game. I think you said, man, it was fun playing in that environment.
It was, and I did. I was excited. You love having the ball in your hands, the opportunity to win a football game. And, we, from day one at OTAs and mini camps, when we do a two-minute drill, we relish those moments. And so, to have the ball there at the end and an opportunity to go down the field, it's a lot of fun. And it felt really good for us. It didn't feel good early because we got into a fourth down quick, but we converted that and then moved it down the field. And, it is unfortunate how it ended. But, like I said, just follow the way the guys fought to the end.
I know it broke your heart to see Juju lose that fumble, and you made it a point to go sit in the corner with him for an extended period of time. Can you share with us that conversation?
I'll share a little bit. I mean, I'm so proud of him, and I hate that it happened to him. And I told him, that if you play this game long enough, Juju, which I think he will, because I think he's a special talent, a special player, I said, you're going to have many, many more opportunities to go win games, and there'll probably be a few where things don't go your way. I said, what's going to happen, though, is you can make one of two things. Decisions moving forward. You can learn from this, get better, put it behind you, and learn from it, or you can dwell on it for forever and just, never be the same receiver. And, I share some other things with him, but just telling him that I'm so proud of him and that really he's one of the main reasons we even had a chance to win that game and win so many games this year. He's a special young talent, and I was heartbroken for him. I mean, that was one of the worst things about that loss for me was him.
Yeah, Ben, there's no doubt. A special player who's getting better and better each and every year. First off, Merry Christmas to you and your family, parents. Tell them all we said hi. Second off, I don't know if you realize this, but, the next time the Steelers and Saints are scheduled to play, I believe, is 2022. Just your thoughts about going against Drew Brees and that back-to-back weeks, all Hall of Fame quarterbacks going at, against one another. And what's it like with that guy on the other side of the field?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to play against, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, like you say, future Hall of Famers. I told Drew before the game, I appreciated 2 weeks in a row not being the oldest quarterback on the field. That doesn't happen very often. So, but a lot of respect for Drew and what he's done. And I just told him how awesome all the things that he's accomplished this year and in his career. Obviously, the records that he continues to break, and just a lot of respect for him as a person and football player. So, really cool to go against him.
Ben, you mentioned age there, and, I know you've gone on record saying you'd like to play an extended period of time, but everyone talks about windows. And this window with you here is still very open. I'm just curious, your plan's pretty much still the same, or when do you make decisions based on how you feel? What is it that goes into that thinking?
Yeah, after the season, once the season's done and have some time to reflect. But, you know, I have every intention of coming back and playing next year, but I don't even want to think about next year until this year is over. You know, I still think that, you know, we've got a big game this week, and you never know what can happen.
Plays that happened in the game yesterday, the Ridley fumble. I believe you were under center for that, weren't you? A third and two play. What was the thinking there? I guess Tomlin said you were going to go for it on fourth down if you didn't get the first down. Can you just take us through what the strategy was there?
Yeah, at the time, you know, the play call comes in. You know, it's third and two. We're kind of in that outer field goal range area, and you know, they called a run play, and so you full back, an extra tight end, all the things that you know you want, the short yardage and goal line package, and you know, obviously the ball came out. You know, you don't expect that, but then when I came off the sideline was when Randy told me that, hey, because I know going into it we had talked about, you know, on short situations, third and short, fourth and short, be ready to open it up and just let it go, play actions, things like that. And so I kind of asked him, you know, or he kind of, I looked at him and he said, Mike said that we were going to go for it on four, we were going to, you know, in four down mode there, four down territory. So they wanted to run it on third and see what kind of happened. So I didn't know at the time that we were in that situation, but, you know, we put our guys in there to try and get it like we thought we could.
And then the fake punt, did that catch you by surprise? Did you know it was coming?
I did not know it was coming. You know, I got off the field and kind of turned around just glimpsing to make sure we get the punt off, and I see Rosie, next thing you know, snap to Rosie, and Rosie starts running, and I'm like, you know, just kind of in shock, and I'm like, go Rosie, get it, and he almost did what an effort to get it, and you know, I don't know, coaches, he talked about it afterwards, I don't know, he didn't tell me anything, his mindset and why he did it or anything, but you know, I assume it's one of those situations where, you know, if you get it, you know, the offense stays in the field, and you do what you got to do, and if you don't, you put them in short, you know, a short field so that they can score quick. If they do that, or your defense, I don't really know what the thinking. He didn't explain to me, you know, behind the call.
Ben, in the second half, things, you really ripped apart their defense, specifically to Antonio Brown and also Juju. Did they do something differently that they were not doing in the first half, or how did the ebb and flow go there?
You know, I think we just, you know, we kind of went to different sets, and we tried to move guys around, and you know, we did some no huddle stuff, which is kind of me calling it off of what I see. And so when you're calling the plays off of what you see, you can, you know, hopefully try and get guys in better situations. They were rushing three and four, which allowed me to get out of the pocket and kind of extend plays a little bit, which is usually a good thing for us because my receivers do such a great job of staying with me and getting open. So I just think that I don't know if it was necessarily anything different that they did. They did roll with a lot of defenses, but I think it was just us, you know, guys just made plays and line blocked for me.
I was lucky enough to be around. I'm an old guy, and I got to watch Bradshaw throw to Swan and Stallworth, and all three are in the Hall of Fame, and I'm getting to watch you throw to Antonio, and you guys are both going to be in the Hall of Fame. What a performance you put on in the second half yesterday, and he put on, and I guess when you're done, you're going to be able to sit back and reflect on what it was like to throw to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to have with my teammate. I know he was a little frustrated early. You know, and we all kind of were, because we weren't really, you know, we're getting down the field to get threes and not getting everything we wanted to get. But, you know, I just tell him, I said, AB, stay with me. It could be one of those games where we need you late. Whether it's one, you may only make one catch, but it could be a touchdown, or it could be a big play for us. Obviously he made more than one catch and more than one touchdown, but he's just a special talent, and it is an honor to have him as a teammate.
Ben, you're in a situation now where you have to hope, and I'm sure that's something you guys didn't expect when you were 7-2-1. When you look back at this season, I mean, we all sit there and say, well, there's so many opportunities that were let slip by. In the end, those can cost you. Are there lessons learned in that situation, knowing that you were in command of this division at one point?
Well, you know, we'll reflect, Bob, when it's over. It's not over yet. You know, we still got a big game at home that we've got to go take care of business. So, reflection will be when the season's over, and it's not over yet.
to the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger show. It's brought to you by number one Cochran, Hartman Company, and Hovis Auto and Truck Supply Company. Ben, I know you'd never thought you'd be a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm sure, did you?
You know what? It's funny. I got that question asked a lot, and people texting me that. But honestly, we got to take care of our business, and that's all that really matters. Whatever happens, happens from there. But, you know, if nothing happens if we don't go win Sunday.
Now, do you sit there and watch the scoreboard all day?
I'm not going to have time because that defense is still good. I know you can say records are what they are, but it's an AFC North football game coming to our house, and we want to give the fans another kind of last game at home potential memory. We want to go out and play our best football so they have something good to remember us by.
Well, that's going to be an interesting thing. They moved the games to 4:25, both of them at the same time. And I know you're not going to spend your time analyzing Cleveland, but you look at that team, they got some pretty good offensive weapons and defensive weapons that you saw yourself personally. So should be an interesting day on Sunday. And I'm just curious, you know, in that situation, I know you don't want to watch scoreboards, but you're going to hear crowd noise from time to time. Does that ever become a distraction for a team knowing that you have to rely on help with other teams?
You know, we've been here before. We've had situations where we needed a team to win, we needed a team to lose, things like that. So, you know, you're obviously, I'm sure unless Coach Tomlin or Mr. Rooney tells us not to show the scores, you know, you're going to hear people making, you know, cheering, booing, whatever it is. So, you know, it's going to be hard not to at least peek up and know what's, you know, or see what's going on or hear it. But like I said, the focus has to be on Cincinnati.
It was a pretty despondent locker room yesterday, as might be expected. I felt it the same way in Oakland, and certainly the San Diego. I'm still calling them the San Diego Chargers.
They are.
Those are just that's three brutal losses in the last second. I mean, those hurt worse than when you lose by three touchdowns, don't they?
Yeah, when you're that close, it's hard. But you know, it's funny. It's a crazy game because last year. Someone brought it to me, I think, didn't we win five games on the last possession or a field goal or by a single score or something like that? Mm-hmm. This year we've lost them. And so it's a funny game that way.
What about Boswell? He made two yesterday, and you were in position to get that one. Feeling pretty confident at that point? Had you retained possession of the ball that he was going to nail that?
Yeah, but I didn't even want him to come on the field. You know, my intent was to go down and score a touchdown. But if we needed him to come out, I had all the confidence in the world, he would hit it for us.
Ben, has you ever played in a louder facility than that?
Boy, I'll tell you what, the only comparable thing would be the RCA dome when they used to pump in the noise.
I thought it was the loudest I ever heard, and one of the things that you talked a little bit about it earlier, I don't think you had a false start penalty until the last drive when Antonio moved a little bit early. And we saw what the crowd at Heinz Field did to New England the week before. I thought that was astonishing.
You know, that's why I say I was so proud texting my linemen last night, just telling them how proud I was of them and how proud I am to be their quarterback because that was not an easy environment. It's not an easy defense to go against with that pass rush and everything they had. So, man, I know I talk about them a lot and I gush about them a lot, but what they did yesterday at that place against that team, man, it's just another feather in the cap to those guys.
Ben, who's the present rapper in your house? You, Ashley, or Santa?
Oh, well, I think Ashley used to be an elf in her former life because she does an amazing job of wrapping presents. I just get it on there and tape it on, and she makes it look like professional.
Ben, real quickly, one more football question. You know, their defensive end, Jordan, made national news last week by saying, you're not a Hall of Fame quarterback. Some of your linemen said you added a little fire to the motivation of you, not that you need any anyway, but I think your guys were all hurt at the end when Juju fumbled and he's celebrating and he took a punch at Ramon, got a personal foul. Did he say anything to you? Do you just shrug that stuff off?
Yeah, just let it roll right off your back. You don't have time to deal with things like that. And, throwing a punch at a guy at the end of the game, I didn't even see it happen right there, but I heard about it, and it's just lack of respect for the game. It's just sad.
Did he say anything to you during the course of the game?
I didn't hear him. If he did, I didn't hear it if he did.
Of course, you weren't hearing anything. He might have been mouthing off the whole game, and you wouldn't
have heard anything.
For sure. Ben, we appreciate your time as always, man, and this has got to be such an exciting time in your house. How old are your kids now?
6, 4, and 2.5.
Does it get any better? You know, there are a lot of people that were down last night in the city, but I assume when you went home, you got pretty big hugs from all three.
Yeah, well, this morning I woke up to two of them jumping on me. The third one he was still in the crib. He couldn't get out because we got on him for getting out of the crib. But to have two of them jump in the bed this morning, and like I said, we just got to my parents' house for Christmas, and it puts everything into perspective. You know, you absolutely hate losing games, but you also understand that football is a job, right? It's what I do. It's not who I am. Being a dad is who I am, and a husband. And so this is a fun time of the year. It would be a lot more fun, obviously, if we won and had some celebrating to do, but we'll celebrate Christmas and the reason for it. And, you know, I hope everybody out there has a very Merry Christmas and is safe and remember that that Jesus is the reason for the season, guys.
Hey, Ben, let's do this again next week, but have it not be the last show season ending, okay? Can we drag this into January a little bit? And I know you need some help. You got to do your thing, but Cleveland maybe will help you out too. Let's hopefully continue to do this a few more weeks at least, okay?
All right, sounds good. If we do it on Tuesday, Bob won't be there, or will he be
no,
gone?
No,
back,
I'll be excluded. I got other stuff to do, but...
he's a big timer, Ben. We only
no,
get him
no,
on
no,
select
no.
days.
No, that's not
so.
It. But hey,
I know it's an honor to have you on the show, Bob. Even sometimes after games, you seem a little grinchish. But I mean, you sit in that chair.
You sit in that chair for a while. You'll get grinchish too sometimes. But in the meantime, like Ron said, enjoy the moments, man. They go fast. Those kids will be grown before you know it, and a whole new set of worries come into play. So enjoy.
No doubt. All right, guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey,
right.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.